All right. Well, praise God. Happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home. And if you look at our screens, that's where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio video. Again, welcome. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. Amen. So all we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Man, I'm here. Lord, talk to me. Speak to me. Amen. You got something for me. I ain't letting go. Amen. Just be, like I said many times, like a little sponge and just soak it all up. Amen. So if your friends don't get it, too bad. I'm going to get it. Whatever it is God has for me today. He's got something for me and I'm going to receive. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about attitude adjustment. Once in a while we get a tune. We get an attitude. But we have a choice. Good or bad, still, you have a choice, and you got to do something about it, amen? Line up with the Word of God, amen? Praise God. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but you know what? Before we continue, let's grab our sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together, amen? Praise God. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do today. I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Whew, hallelujah. Praise God. I'm excited. Got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. And then we're going to get into our lesson. Amen. And it goes like this. We're talking about attitude adjustments. We all need that once in a while. As a matter of fact, we need to renew our minds on a daily, well, not a daily basis, as often as needed. Amen. But the first one goes like this. It says, scripture break. Attitude, good or bad, is your choice. It's so important you renew, keep your mind renewed. You can choose to have a joyful day. You can choose to walk in peace. Or you can choose to maintain a peaceful heart. You can choose to pursue a love walk even with your enemies. You have a free will. You can make the decision to walk in power or walk in defeat. Amen. That's your choice. Amen. No one can take control of your attitude. Not even me, says God. Amen. It says, so don't blame others for your outlook, but look up towards me, says God. When you feel your attitude deteriorating, start praising me. Remember Paul and Silas? Man, they got beaten. And they could have had a bad attitude and just been just sad and upset. You know, look, we're doing this for you, Lord, and look what happened to us. No. He says, start praising me. So they started praising him. And you know what? There was an earthquake. And all the cell doors just came open. All the cell doors came up open. And all their shackles fell off. Yeah. Amen. And the jailer wakes up and he looks and he says, oh, no. So he pulls his sword to kill himself. Paul says, don't hurt yourself. He says, we're all here. Amen. So praise God. God is there. You know, not only the prisoners here hurt them. I mean, there was not quiet. There was not silence. They were loud. Yeah. And they was praising God, you know. And the prisoners heard, and God heard. Jesus heard. Amen. And he showed up. Amen. So start worshiping me, says. Start rejoicing in me. Says, Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. He says, I've given you a new day, so be rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So renew your minds with the Word of God, because this negative world is going to bombard you with negative things on a daily basis. Amen. But you got to keep your mind renewed so you can stay focused on what it is he wants you to do. And he wants to use you. So don't exclude yourself, include yourself. But keep your mind renewed and keep pressing on with him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Proverbs 17:22 says this, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Hallelujah. And this is something that we need to remember as often as needed. The first Peter 5:7 says, casting all care upon him because he cares for you. Yes. Who put you on this mission? He called you. He anointed you. And he equipped you to go on this mission. Amen. But you got to cast all that negative stuff, all that bad stuff on him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Quit having them bad attitudes. Have a good attitude. It's still your choice. We got one more, and then we can start. It says winning attitude. We're talking about attitude adjustments. If you got a losing attitude, you know it's time to make an adjustment and start winning. Because he put you here to win. He didn't put you here to lose. Amen. Praise God. It says, forget the past. And what is the enemy? What is people? He uses people to remind you of your past. Oh, I know you. I know your past. I know where you come from. Man, they just all kind of negative things. But you know what? I confessed it. And you know what? He dropped all the charges. He forgave and forget. So guess what you got to do? You got to forgive and forget and press on with new things. Amen. You're a new creature in Christ. All the old is gone. Amen. It says, forget the past, the cares, the defeats, the setbacks. Today is a new day. And what does it say? Is this a new day I've given you? Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. It says, rejoice, be glad in it, and what? Press on, child of God, with a winning attitude. You know, it's not about me. It's about whose you are and who's backing you. Amen. You're a child of God. Amen. So press on. Don't be afraid. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do some things. All things through Christ who does what? He strengthens me. Lord, I need your strength. How many times do you think Jesus went to the Father and says, Father, I need your strength? Man, they got some ugly people out here. Amen. But they had ugly people back there, and you know, they got ugly people now too. Amen. You got to keep yourself with his kind of attitude. Amen. Renewed your mind, you know, with the word. Otherwise, you know, these ugly people, man, they're going to have you. And they're going to have you saying things and doing things that you didn't want to do. Amen. But you know what? You can do it. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let's continue with our lesson. And our lesson today is attitude adjustment. We all need to do one. You know what? When you wake up, before you go out into the world, you have a visit with him, and you have an attitude adjustment. Get yourself right with him before you go out into the world and face the people out there. Because everywhere you go, there's people. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So keep going. Man, I got some good ones for you. It says, the greatest attitude of all is what? Gratitude. Man, thank you, Lord. If you don't know what else to say, when you meet with him, as often as you meet with him, just thank you, Lord. Be grateful. Amen. Praise God. So the greatest attitude of all is gratitude. Keep going. Garmin says, excellence is not a skill. It's an attitude. Amen. But we got to get our attitude right. Amen. Attitude is your choice and your responsibility. Amen. Nobody can change it for you except yourself. That's why it's so important you read the Word, study the Word, meditate on the Word, so you can start doing what the Word of God tells you to do. Line up with what the Word of God tells you to do. Amen. And Ephesians 5:1-2 talks about if you're going to imitate somebody, imitate your Heavenly Father. Be Christ-like. Be like Him. Amen. Woo. Praise God. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. You see, big is big. makes a big difference. Amen. You got an attitude. Well, if they're going to say that about me, it's going to be about a good attitude and not a bad attitude. Keep going, Carmen. It says, the only disability in life is a bad attitude. I've seen people with no legs and no arms. Amen. And they had better attitudes than people that had their arms and legs. Amen. So, you know what? The only disability, they didn't see themselves as disabled. Amen. But you know, people with a full body, sometimes they have the worst attitudes. We got to make that right. Keep going. These are good. Act. What's act mean? Act means attitude changes things. It's going to change. We've got to get the right attitude. Amen. Hallelujah. And keep going. These are good. Attitude is like a price tag. It shows how valuable you are. I mean, when you're full of God and you start confessing God and copying God, you know what? It's going to show your value. But some people are going to be jealous and they're going to say negative things. But that's okay, because you know you're living for Him. You're doing what His Word is telling you to do. You're confessing His Word, and you're walking in good attitude. But you know, jealous people are going to say negative things anyway. I'm not receiving it. Since you can only have a good day, you can't always have a good day, but you can always face a bad day with what? A good attitude. This is the day I have given you. Rejoice and be glad in it. Have a right attitude. When you know what the Word of God says, just have the good attitude about it. Well, you know, I don't want to go outside. It's windy. It's raining. It's snowing. It's too much sun outside. Man, you complain, 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 complain. And you're going to have bad attitude no matter what. Like I said, Jesus could have said the same things. I said, well, He could have just said, Father, you know what? You made a mistake. I want to go back to heaven. These people are ugly. Get me out of here. Keep going, Kirby. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it. You know, you got that bad attitude. Nobody needs it. Nobody wants it. Let it go. Amen? Let it go. And you know what? You prepare yourselves, because there's a lot of people out there that have bad attitudes. And they're going to say some things. And you, if you're in the flesh, you're going to react in the flesh. But if you're in the spirit, you're just going to let it wash off. Let it go. Amen? That's not for me. You're not talking about me. You're talking about somebody else. That's not me. Well, Jesus did it. He showed us and gave us an example, you know, so we can copy Him, imitate Him. Amen? Ooh, hallelujah. No, I had to give Him a piece of my mind. I just had to. No, you didn't have to. You wanted to. You got to get out of the flesh and get in the spirit. Amen. Keep going. Okay, just stop right there. It says, victorious life. A victorious life enjoyed by Jesus, apostles, and all our Bible heroes is available to every believer. Are you a child of God? Are you a believer? Have you accepted Jesus? You watching, you listening. If you haven't, now's the time. Amen. Now's the time. But you can be a child of God, and it's available for you. Amen. This world is going to chew you and spit you out in a heartbeat. Amen. Man, they don't care about you. Amen. 2 Philippians 2:5, New Living Translation in the Amplified says, you must have the same attitude that what Christ Jesus had. You got to find out what His attitude was. His attitude was right. So we got to copy Him, imitate Him. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:1-2. Just write it down and go check it out. But in the Amplified, okay, it tells you to imitate Him, Christ-like, be Christ-like. The Amplified says, have this same attitude in yourself which was in Christ Jesus. Look to Him as your example in selfless humility. Yes. Amen. So look to Him. Don't try to copy somebody else, you know, because you try to copy worldly people, you're going to start acting like them. Oh, yeah. Amen. And you don't want to act like them or say the things they're saying or doing the things they're doing. Amen. So let's remember that. If you're going to have an attitude, have a positive attitude. Have a winning attitude. Forgetting the past, forgetting defeats, forgetting setbacks. Know that today is a new day, a new year, and a new beginning. Amen. So each and every day is a new day. Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And press on, child of God. Amen. He didn't call us here to sit. He called us here to go and fulfill what He wants us to do. How do I know what to do? Well, you spend time with Him. He'll let you know. Amen. But He wants to use you. You're part of the body. You're part of the body of Christ. You're the church. Who's He going to use? He's going to use us, the church. Amen. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:17, New Living Version says, for if a man belongs to Christ, he is a new person. The old life is gone. And what's the enemy and what's people going to remind you of? The past, the old. Amen. That's all they want to remember. And they want to pull you down. Yeah. Amen. You climb up, but you know what? Everybody wants to pull you down. Amen. Because They're not willing to study. They're not willing to change. But they don't want you to succeed either. Amen. They want to drag you down. Amen. Well, the New King James says, therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So you watching, you listening, you're a new creature in Christ. You've accepted him. Don't let people, don't let the enemy hold you back anymore. Amen. Press on with Jesus. You know what? He's going to bring people around you. He's going to bring new friends around you. Yeah. Amen. So, let's remember that. He knows what you need. Winning or losing attitude is your choice. Amen. Your choice. It says, coaches wants to develop a winning attitude in all his players. How much more God wants us to have a winning attitude? Again, he didn't put us here to lose. He didn't put us here to be defeated. Amen. Remember this. Satan is a defeated foe. Jesus defeated him. He's a defeated foe. So, a defeated foe has been defeating you all this time. No. Know what the Word of God says. And once you get it in you, it's going to come out of you. And confess it. And confess what the Word of God says. So you can have what he says. So you can have and live in the promises he's given you. And the blessings he's given you. Amen. Woo! Attitude determines your altitude in life. High or low. You either soaring high with God or eagles, as the scripture says. With the right attitude, with a winning attitude. Or you're low with hogs and the world and a wrong, bad attitude. Still your choice. Your attitude determines your altitude. How high you want to go? You know, if you're copying him and you're confessing his word, you're going to go high. You're going to climb high. Amen. So don't accept no negative stuff. Amen. And don't confess no negative stuff. That's not for me. That's not mine. You know, if you see something, somebody wants you to read something, and you start reading it, and say, that's wrong. That don't line up with the word of God. I'm not confessing it. You know what? You saw it. Delete it, but you don't have to confess it. Once you confess it, you're sowing seed. Amen. I don't want those bad seeds in my life. So, man, you saw it, but you know what? Delete it and don't confess. I'm not receiving that. It's not for me. Amen. So, let's remember that. Keep going. Isaiah 40 and 30. Everybody knows this. New Living Translation says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. Hallelujah. I like that. I like that. They will find new strength. New King James says, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. So, let's remember this. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I got another good one for you. Here's coming up. It says, attitude setters. And this is not all. This is only a few. Man, take a picture of it or get with me afterwards. I can give it for you. I can give it to you. But you know what? Like I said, you wake up early in the morning and you want to set your attitude right. And these are some good attitude setters. Okay. But this is not all of them. There's plenty more. You know, you go to the internet and just type attitude setters, and they'll give you, man, bunches of them, okay? And just have them for yourself. But number one says, John 3:16, I just abbreviated those. Says, a loving salvation. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. He sacrificed only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That was a loving salvation. Philippians 2 and 5 says this, selflessness, attitude. Amen. We read it a few minutes ago. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, we're new creatures in Christ, a new creation. Amen. You walk, you watching, you listening. You're a new creature in Christ. You know what? Get to a Bible-based church. Get you a Bible. The first time I ever had a Bible, I just went to the thrift store and got me one. Amen. So you don't have to spend a whole lot of money. You can buy one. Yes, amen. Somebody will give you one. Yep. But you know what you got to do with it? You got to open it up. Yep. I don't care where you got your Bible from, thrift store or from a high dollar store. Still, the Word of God is the Word of God. You get it in you and start confessing it, and man, it's going to bless you. And it's going to set you straight. Amen. And it's going to grow you. It's going to mature you. Amen. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Psalms 118:24. We've said it so many times already. This is a new day. Rejoice. Be glad in it. Why are you being sad? Well, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, have you told your God? Have you cast it on Him? Have you given it to Him? Why are you still holding on to it? You don't want, you know, He's got a mission for you. And He don't want you to sit in doom and gloom, you know, and be sad about it. You could have gave it to Him and pressed on. Amen. Ooh, come on down. I'm preaching better than I'm main man to me. John 10:10 says what? Says the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Man, these are some good attitude setters. Man, you start confessing these things, your attitude is going to change. The bad attitude is gone. I don't want that. And you know what? Nobody needs it. Amen. Nobody needs it. Are you the good attitude people want to be around? Or are you the bad attitude people don't want to be around? Philippians 4:13 says what? Strength in Christ. Amen. Be strong in Him. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. And it's about Him. It's not about me. I'm being used by Him. You know, I'm making myself available to be used of Him. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:9 says, forgiving God. He says He'll forgive us. Amen. He'll forgive us. Praise God. Yes, if we confess Him as Lord and Savior. It says 1 John 4:8 says, it tells you God is what? God is love. Amen. Man, these are some good setters, attitude setters. And Philippians 4:6 again says, cast all things on Him for anxiety free. Why are you still holding on to it? But you don't know what I'm going up against. Well, why are you going up against it? He says He'll fight for you. He says, cast it on Him. So give it to Him. He's got better things for you. Amen. And last one says here, we've talked about it all morning. Romans 12:2 says what? Renewing your mind. Renewing of your mind. Amen. Your mind, not somebody else's. You got to renew your mind. It's your walk and your mind and your body. So walk the walk and talk the talk and renew your mind. Amen. He wants to use you mightily. And like I say, this is not all of them. This is just some of them. But these are called attitude setters. Amen. Whew. I also gave you a handout. Everybody should have got a handout. It says attitudes to avoid. I didn't even get one, Jesse. Wow. No. That's okay. Attitudes to avoid. You know what? Just go through them. And it's got scriptures to it. Just go over those things, you know. Because if you don't study those scriptures, you're going to have some attitudes. Amen. And nobody needs your attitudes. Amen. So confess them, read it, study it, and grow from it. You know, it says, I'm not receiving this. This is not me. This is not for me. And nobody else needs it. Amen. So, again, victorious life enjoyed by Jesus and apostles and all our Bible heroes is available to every one of us. Amen. So, He wants us to have, says, a victorious life, an abundant life, enjoy life. Amen. Keep going. Okay, leave it right there. That's where we are. It says, don't live a defeated life anymore. Get up, dust off, and press on. Amen. You're watching, you're listening. Amen. You're down and out. But you know what? Confess Him as your Lord and Savior. Say, Lord, I repent. Come in my life, be my Lord and Savior. And you know what He's going to tell you to do? Okay, I put you here on a mission. Now get up, dust yourself, and press on. Amen. Start growing in the Word. Start growing and spending time with Him, fellowshipping with Him, having time with Him. And you know, He wants you to press on. He don't want you to stay defeated all your life. He didn't put you here to stay defeated your whole life. Amen. Know whose you are and know whose you are and who you are in Christ. How are you going to know this? In the Word. Get in the Word and know what the Word says. Know Him and know whose you are and who you are in Christ. Amen. It says, experience the same victorious life and lifestyle on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. Philippians 3:13-14 in the easy to read version says, brothers and sisters, we're talking about the body of Christ. I know that I still have a long ways to go, but there's one thing I do. I forget what is in the past, and I try as hard as I can to reach the goal for me. For me, I keep running hard towards the finish line to get the prize that is mine, because God has called me through Christ Jesus to live up there in heaven. Earth is not your home. Amen. As a child of God, this is not your home. Heaven is your home. We're just passing through. And you know what we're passing through? I'm lining up with what the Word says and fulfilling what it is, what mission He wants me to do. Whatever call He wants me to do, fulfill it. Do it. You can do it. Amen. Don't say, well, I can't. Yes, you can. He says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But you need His strength. You got to stay full of the Word. You got to stay full of Him. If you're running empty, guess what? You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. You're going to be defeated. You're being defeated by a defeated foe. And that's Satan. Amen. King James says, brother and sister, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one, it says, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Forget the things. And what's the enemy going to do? Either he's going to do it or he's going to use people to remind you of your past. And he's always bringing you, trying to pull you down. Amen. I mean, when you're climbing up and growing and maturing in the things of God, going up the step ladder, you know, he's going to use people to bring out those things. But you know what? Just let him know. Jesus dropped the charges. I don't live there anymore. I've got a new address. I'm a new creature in Christ. So you can't hold that against me. Don't let them hold those things against you. It's past. It's gone. Amen. You know, what's her name? Rahab? Man, the spies came to her place. But you know what? He says, you know, you can stay in my place, but I want salvation for me and my family. And they were saved. And they were spared. Amen. I don't care what she was doing at the time. That was her past. She was a prostitute. But you know what? Didn't stop God from saving them. Amen. Didn't stop God from saving them. Didn't hold it against them. You know. He forgot the past. And she needs to forget the past. I don't care what you used to do. If you've confessed Him as your Lord and Savior, the enemy and people are going to use your past to try to pull you down again. I don't live there anymore. Charges were dropped. Amen. So you know what? I'm pressing on with Jesus now. And they're still sitting down. They're still doing nothing for God. Amen. Doom and gloom. Praise God. How are we doing? Oh, how did we get there? It says the scripture have discovered Paul's spiritual power. It says, I believe Jesus, Paul, and Bible heroes' victorious lifestyle was a winning attitude. Man, they had a winning attitude. So we need to do the same thing. Renew your mind with the Word of God. And you know what? Press on with a winning attitude. Whose team are you on? I'm on God. I'm on Jesus' team. And Jesus' team is a winning team. Amen. So I'm going to put on a winning attitude on a daily basis as often as needed. Amen. Say, wait a minute. I'm pressing on with a winning attitude. Wanting to achieve. Participate. Not spectate. When you stop to spectate, you know, you're going to see the wrong in people. and you forgot. That's where you come from. Amen. So we're going to participate, not spectate. Amen. It says, quit, give up, retreat, back off what's not in their vocabulary. We're talking about Jesus, Paul, and all our Bible heroes. Giving up, retreat, back off was not in their vocabulary. They had developed hearts of winners, hearts of champions. They had developed a winning attitude, a positive attitude. That we can do also. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Lord, I need your strength. Imitate him and be Christ-like. Amen. 1 Peter 5:7-8. Easy to read version. It says, give some of your worries to him. Don't you want to hold on to some of them? It says, give all. You know what all means? All means all. So don't hold any back, you know. Empty your pockets. Get them all out. Don't hold on to them. It says, because why? He cares for you. He cares for you so much. He loves you so much. God sacrificed his son. Jesus gave his life. Now, he paid a debt he didn't owe. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. So I'm going to do my best for him on a daily basis. Amen. It says, control your, verse 8 says, control yourself and be careful. The devil is your, what? The devil is your enemy. You only have one enemy. The Bible tells you who your enemy is. It's not people. It's the devil. Amen. People is people, either born again or unsaved. But people is not your enemy. The devil is. And he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. The New King James says, casting all. I don't care what translation you use. It says all. So cast all. Casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So if you don't know why, how he knows who to devour, it goes by what you're confessing. The Bible tells it in Proverbs 18:21, says that death, it starts with death. It says death and life are in the power of the tongue or the words you speak. And the enemy's listening. So guess what? If you're confessing negative things, you're opening the door. He's just going to walk in. And he's going to have your lunch in a heartbeat. Amen. So be careful. You know what? You thought about it. You didn't say it. It's okay. Just press delete. But if you thought about it, meditated on it, and you had to speak it out, well, guess what? Now you sowed some bad stuff. It's bad seed. And you know what bad seed brings? Bad things. So don't say it. I don't care how bad you want to say it. Don't say it. Say, Lord, bless them. That's the best thing to say, you know, instead of saying something negative. Hallelujah. Question for you. Do you have a winning attitude or a losing attitude? Only you know. Hallelujah. It says losing and defeating is for the enemy and not believers. Again, he didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. But we got to stay busy for him. Amen. And we got to have relationship with him. Amen. Romans 8:17 says that we are, English Standard Version says, and if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. Amen. Provide we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. New King James says, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So we joint heirs with him. Amen. So let's remember this. Amen. This is what the Word of God says. Not only that, Matthew 6:33 says to seek for it, his kingdom first. Amen. His kingdom first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. New King James says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Yeah. Amen. So, seek Him first. Get our priorities. You know, once you got born again, we got to get our priorities right. Yeah. It's not about us. It's about Him first. Yeah. Amen. If you got a priority list, put Jesus first. Mm-hmm. Amen. First, dethrone yourself and put Him on the throne. Get yourself off the throne. Put Him on the throne and seek Him first. Amen. And seek Him first. And He's going to bless you. The change is, says, this change of priorities will start with a winning attitude. Amen. We're going to change our priorities. And we're going to put Him first. And we're going to start developing a winning attitude. Amen. Start every day with a winning attitude. God knows what's best for you. Trust Him. His word can and will change us if we allow it. We have to allow it. Amen. But He will. It will change us. Man, you start reading the word, confessing the word, and living the word, and it's going to change you. Remember, act. You got to. Attitude changes things. Amen. It's going to change. Bible, yes, that's the book for me. It's also God's instruction manual, or the Word of God. If you want a winning attitude, read it and obey it. Amen. We're going to stop right there. And we got other things that we're going to be doing. So we're going to stop there. Do you receive, church? Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. You know, some of you are watching, and you need to change your attitude. How do I change my attitude? First thing you got to do is, if you haven't confessed Him as your Lord and Savior, now's the time. All you have to do is say, Lord, I repent of my sins. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Change my attitude. Change my ways, you know, and get in the Word and start reading the Word and start doing what the Word of God says. Get into a Bible-based church where you could be surrounded by brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. So, you confess Him as your Lord and Savior, and that's your biggest change right there. Amen. Your attitude is going to change. And some of us really need a change of attitude. Amen. We need a major attitude adjustment. Amen. So, praise God. You have sickness in your body? Just confess what His Word says. His Word says, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Amen. And I speak to my body all the time. Body line up with the Word of God. I receive no malfunctions in my body. Everything functioning in the way He created it to function. Amen. So no malfunctions in my body. I receive no sickness in my body. I rebuke sickness. I don't receive it. It's not for me. Amen. Jesus paid the price. Those stripes on His back, He paid for. So I'm receiving my healing right now in Jesus' name. Amen. So you receive your healing. Amen. And it's time to give. Go to our website. NBCBigBen.com. If you go mail, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. For Cash App, go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. Amen. Praise God. God loves you, and we love you. Amen. So God bless. Amen.